Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
How have you been holding up?
I'm rattled.
Babe, it's a very, very busy week for people who have too much time in their hands.
For people who are chronically online.
For people whose only personality trait is when other people's lives are in distress.
Twitter has been my single source of truth this week.
I've been up and down so many rabbit holes this week. I don't think there's a rabbit hole that I haven't been in. And if I haven't been in it, you've been in a farm.
Easter.
Just to let everyone know that me and Shannon have spoken every day this week, but we haven't asked each other how we were. We haven't a clue what's going on in each other's lives. It's been strictly through TikToks and links.
All because of The People's Princess Part 2.
Absolutely wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's bizarre. But is it though? Are we just allowing it to be? Because it's a bit ridiculous. It is a bit ridiculous. And I've allowed myself to get carried away. And I feel as though if it's anything less than what we're going to discuss, I'm going to be so disappointed. I hate saying this. I fear that I'm going to be disappointed if she's okay.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Okay, so for anyone who mightn't be aware, where have you been? First of all, I'm going to give a very brief synopsis of what's been going on, right? So we're talking about Kate Middleton, obviously. The last time we see her is Christmas Day. Right. So we're in the middle of March now, by the way. It's the last time she's actually seen is Christmas Day. She's seen in Sandringham leaving Christmas Day Mass. Now she's serving. She looks really happy. She's actually looking, dare I say, very healthy for someone who's meant to be suffering with their health.
Not you become an investigative journal.
I know, babe. Add it to my bio, right? But I was just thinking, like, that's a work event for them. Because did you know, I didn't know this until very recently, that the Queen was, but now the King is the head of the English Church.
That's news to me.
Jesus found rotting. Would they not leave the church? Did I ever think I'd say this? Would they not leave the church alone? So anyway, then she isn't seen, nothing is heard from her until it's announced that she's taking a break from public duties while she recovers from an abdominal surgery. Then she's not seen at all, right? We don't see sight nor sound of her for weeks until last week. There's a sighting. TMZ published this photo of her in the car with Carol, and she looks like shite to the point where people don't even know if it's her or not. And then of course the internet starts interneting, and some of the conspiracies are wild. And what's even more wild is that the more wild the conspiracies are, the more people that seem to believe them, and I don't know why.
No, our brains are rotting.
Honestly, my brain has gone to places where I never thought they would go.
Can I just say that one of my favourite conspiracies is that she's filming The Masked Singer.
What would her costume be?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
We don't even know anything about her really, do we?
Well, she's a budding photographer.
Or is she? Anyway, pressure has been building on the royal family because Obviously, no one knows where she is. Everyone's crying out for her. Obviously, these conspiracies are taking off. Then she posts a picture on Mother's Day in what I can only assume is like an attempt to stop the rumors. She's so fucking wrong. Like, talk about adding fuel to the fucking fire, right? I kept thinking it was going to end. I actually thought about doing a podcast on this a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, no, because by the time it comes out, it's going to be over. It keeps on going.
No, literally, I'm addicted.
Well, we're going to deep dive it today because it has become an area of expertise for both of us. I don't think there's a rock left uncovered, and if there is, I'm going to be shocked, right? So we're going to go through the timeline of Kate Middleton since Christmas, and we'll see where it goes. So as I said, Kate's last public appearance, Christmas Day, she's photographed serving looks en masse, and then we don't see her again. 14th of January was the next time that we hear anything, which is fine because it's Christmas time and everyone winds down. No one was expecting to hear from her. Kensington Palace announced on the 14th of January that she already had underwent a planned abdominal surgery and that she was going to be hospitalised for 10 to 14 days. The palace also added that it's unlikely that she will participate in any public engagements until after Easter. Now, we're not at Easter yet, which I kind of like. That's kind of making me feel like, okay, maybe she's just taking a rest.
But the photo, yeah, you know,
they fucked it up for themselves. Anyway, we're going to move on. That was the 14th of January. Then we fast forward to the 19th of January. This is when William visited Kate in hospital, right? First of all, it took him 5 fucking days to visit her. If my fella took 5 days to come and visit me in hospital, I'm fucking raging. And everyone's conspiring that there's a divorce. That's grounds for divorce alone. It's not like he was looking after the fucking kids.
Agreed.
That's the 19th of January. Then we don't hear a dicky bird. And as a result, because it's their own fault, because no one's heard anything about it, everyone starts talking. And you know Twitter is a cesspit.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Like, and I mean, I hate to be involved in it. Threads never took off for me, but like, I've been down every thread and there's nothing I haven't enjoyed about it, right? So anyway, the conspiracies have been going wild. What are your favourite ones? Because I've got a couple.
So the one that I actually thought could be true, and when you texted me first about it, BBL. BBL surgery.
That was the original conspiracy, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, she's going to BBL. Leave her alone, you know? We all need to recover after that.
Like, do you think she's going to Turkey for the BBL?
No, I'd say she could have done London, and like, there's obviously like better aftercare. And then from this, another medical conspiracy is that she's actually in a coma.
What's that about? But do we know why?
So people are saying like complications with her abdominal surgery and all of this.
Well, I heard that apparently Kate Middleton has Crohn's disease, which would make sense as to why she was getting abdominal surgery. But I was looking up all the different things. If it was a planned, I'm not saying abdominal again, but if it was a planned surgery, it wasn't appendicitis, because that kind of comes on very quickly, doesn't it? I just looked it up here and it says recent speculation suggests that there's a possibility that Kate Middleton has Crohn's disease, offering a potential explanation for extended recovery, but no official confirmation has been provided.
Not the news reporter voice.
That squashes that rumor anyway. What else did we hear?
People are saying that it's all just a kind of a cover up and a distraction because King Charles is sicker than he actually is.
We haven't seen sight nor sound of him either, sure we haven't.
Maybe he's gone with her.
Shannon, we're not adding fuel to the fire now, are we?
Potentially. And then there's kind of, you know, speculation about divorce. Is she in hiding with the kids to avoid the media, like Ardai?
This is the one that I wanted to deep dive because I've been hearing this left, right and centre. And I kind of, some part of me is believing it. So like basically what I heard was there is a friend of hers called Lady Rose Hanbury, who is also known as
Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
Marchioness of Cholmondeley, which sounds like a Nicki Minaj lyric. I'm going to go with Lady Rose because I'm not getting into it, right? She sounds like a fortune teller. Lady Rose Hanbury is a friend of hers. She's also like one of these, what would you call them? Like
a socialite. Like she used to be a model.
Yeah, she's a model. Gorgeous. Very similar to her, actually, in ways, right? They're very close friends. And then over the last couple of years, it came out that they had a falling out. A lot of people were speculating a couple of years ago that Prince William was having an affair with Lady Rose Hanbury, right? Now, the rumours were kind of like put to rest and apparently they had made things up. Her son, who's like a Dutch, what do you even call them? A Dutch and Duchess? A Dutch? Is that what you call him? Anyway, whatever he is, he's like one of these people. He was involved. He's only a teenager, but he was involved in the coronation of the king. So they're kind of back in there again and they're friendly. So that was making people believe that there wasn't an affair. But that actually has come back up now, and loads of people are saying that there is. Now, you can correct me if you're wrong, because you might have heard something different, right? So basically that she has a young daughter, and people are claiming that the young daughter is actually Prince William's daughter. Did you hear this?
I did, but I haven't looked into it because I wanted you to tell me. But is the young daughter older than the oldest child of Kate and Will?
As far as I know, the child is younger. Like the timelines from when they were supposed to be having this affair to now kind of fit with the child being born. But then they obviously put it to rest and no one really knows, right? So then I was obviously on TikTok last night and I'm sorry now, like I shouldn't be citing TikTok, but I am. They basically were telling this rumor and then they were speaking about Kate's uncle, Gary. Is it Gary that was in Big Brother?
I can't remember.
And basically, he's in Big Brother, or was in Big Brother, right? And he was spilling tea. He's estranged from the family, right? And he was spilling tea. And Ekin-Su actually asks him, you know, where she basically, she's like, where's Kate? Where is she? You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, like he doesn't say much, but he does say, I hope wherever she is, she's okay, which obviously suggests health again, but it could actually mean anything. And what I saw on TikTok last night is that apparently William now wants to be with Lady Rose Hanbury. He's applied for a divorce. I don't know, applied for a divorce. Kate's lost it all together, and she's gone off the wall, and they've literally locked her away because she's a loose cannon. Now, apparently as well, Gary wasn't actually meant to leave Big Brother, but they kicked him out. The royal family kicked him out because he's a loose cannon. And him being in there was affecting her mental health even more.
I'm gagged and gooped here.
I hope it's not true, but I would like to think that he got kicked out. The royals have power. If the royals want to kick someone out of Big Brother, they can kick them out.
I just love that your news source was TikTok and Ekin-Su.
And you know what the worst thing about it is? The TikTok was like the voiceover was a robot.
Perfect.
I'm
Great.
like, yeah, that has to be a legit one. Was there any other conspiracies that caught your eye?
No, like the main one for me is just the divorce, because I think it's very possible, especially as we'll get into it, the photo is missing a key item of what comes with a marriage, the ring.
The ring. Yeah, totally. So we'll move on from there and we'll get to the photo, right? So then February 29th then, right? So obviously all this pressure was mounting on the royal family and Kensington Palace. All these conspiracy theories were going absolutely wild and it was a feeding frenzy, right? Kensington Palace then released a statement on the 29th of February and they're so fucking salty, right? They're like, Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timelines of the princess's recovery and we'd only be providing significant updates. They also said this guidance still stands.
They're so rude.
There's I suppose it's in all in the delivery, but to me it read salty.
No, it does.
So that was everyone kind of being like, oh my God, like maybe we should stop talking about it or else they're going to take me out like they took out other people. I'm not going to say who. March 4th comes around and this is the first time that we allegedly, and I'm using allegedly, see Kate, right? But it's TMZ and I always take what to, now I will go on to TikTok and believe everything, but I'll take what TMZ published with a pinch of salt, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So TMZ published this photo of what appears to be Kate Middleton, and she's in the passenger seat of the car alongside Carol. Now, I wouldn't trust Carol as far as I could throw her, to be honest. And my source there, from watching The Crown. They're driving near Windsor Castle, and she looks absolutely shit, right? So people are like, it's not even her, it's a body double. And then I'm like, oh my fucking God, they're doing an Avril Lavigne on it.
The picture was so grainy.
Yeah.
That it could have been me sat in the front seat.
And there is a conspiracy out there now that they're releasing photos of her, but they're putting grain on it so that we don't really see the ins and outs, or we don't like cop onto it. And given that what we know about the Mother's Day photo, it is plausible. I assumed it was PR when it came out first, and that they were putting out this photo on purpose because this is it. Why wouldn't they? They needed to put out a photo. We needed to know that she wasn't in a coma, but they put out this photo. TMZ published this photo, and then
I can't believe that something that just came out of your mouth was TMZ posted a photo so we'd know she wasn't in a coma.
Well, I thought Kensington Palace would post a photo so we know she wasn't in a coma. Do you know what I mean?
You've lost it.
I assumed that this was like their PR stunt. We'll release a picture. Okay, she's not doing well. Just get her to drive around the grounds with Carol in the car. That'll further solidify it. And then everyone will stop talking about it. But then actually it's reported that Kensington Palace basically ask all major publications in the UK not to post the photo, presumably because she looks shit. Kensington Palace basically say that they haven't authorised this photo. No major publication in the UK posts it. And I kind of thought that was a bad idea on their behalf because they were told not to post it. It's kind of adding fuel to the fire.
It's also like very much going clubbing with your friends. Someone puts up a bad photo, take that down.
Take it down. Take it down. And at this point, I'm like, just leave it up. But even though they didn't want that photo put out there, people still saw her. And there was a little bit of like, there was this kind of idea that like she is there. We have seen her. Things kind of quieted down for a couple of days. And then on March 5th, right, the British Army posted and then removed its claim that the Princess of Wales will be attending their annual Trooping the Colour, whatever the fuck that is, on June 8th. So they post that they're doing this on the 8th of June and that Kate Middleton is going to be there, assuming that it's one of her duties that she has to do. Then they take it down and they change it. And of course, eagle-eyed royalists, I don't know, further speculate that her health is really bad. She's meant to be back after Easter. That's way down the line in June. So everyone's kind of saying, oh my gosh, she's actually gravely ill. Then we don't really hear anything again until March 10th. And then this is where it fucking kicks off again, right? So March 10th, Mother's Day, Kensington Palace shares the photo of Kate and the children. And the palace says that it's taken by her husband earlier in the week in Kensington Palace. It says, wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. And it's signed C. And then they do that thing, you know, that thing where they put in the emoji and then like next to it, they credit who took the photo. And it says, what's his name? Prince William. Dutch of Cambridge or whatever the fuck his title is.
I think it's Duke, by the way, not Dutch.
It's Dutch and Duchess, no?
I think it might be Duke.
Oh, babe, Duke is a cafe in Cork, babe. Anyway, I don't care. I don't know what his title is. Anyway, it'll be taken off him anyway when we find out the truth. So anyway, they post the picture. Initial thoughts, that's it. It's all over. She looks well. But oh my God, shit hit the fan.
Like, the photo is four different aliens all put into one.
It's shocking, babe. And the more you look at it, the more you realise that there's nothing about it that's sincere.
It's kind of like one of those, you know, the puzzles you do where it's like, spot the difference. And you're like, oh, that's not really there. No, that's wrong. I put together a little list of everything that's wrong.
Did you? I'm glad you did, because the main one that I saw was the arm. And I know that you're going to go into it now in more detail.
Firstly, it began very kind of, you know, minuscule, you know, the sleeve on Charlotte's jumper doesn't align with her arm.
Yeah.
Fair. She might have dislocated her shoulder or something.
Yeah.
Grand. Kate's jacket is badly photoshopped. Kate's hair blends badly as if it was like a bob and then extensions. She has no wedding ring on.
Oh, I noticed that straight away.
Yeah. And because her hands are like this on the child. So it's straight away just highlighting that there's no wedding ring. Also, Kate's hands are blurry, but you can see the fibres of the child's knitted jumper right next to the fingers.
Do you think that someone else stood in for Kate and then they just put her, like they photoshopped her in, and that the kids were taking a picture with somebody else?
I think so. But I also think that like it might have just been a posed family. Like it might have been all, you know, random stand-ins, because people have lined up Kate's Vogue cover with the photo and the face lines up.
I saw this, right? Now, the first time I saw this, so basically what people have done is they've taken this photo of Kate that was on Vogue. They've like cut in her face in half and then lined half of the face up with the face that's in the photo that she posted on Mother's Day. And they're identical, like to the point that they fit exactly like a jigsaw. The only thing I will say is it is her face at the end of the day, right? And like, I have the same smile in every photo too, but this is bizarre. They even like made it kind of like the photo from Vogue almost see-through and then put it over her face and it fits so well. And part of me is like, okay, that's a massive coincidence, but like it makes sense. Also, another part of me then that wants to believe that, you know, something is rotten in the state of Buckingham Palace is that it actually is the same photo.
But it's like there's little things like there when you're editing on Photoshop, like if you manipulate an image, it will go blurry on the outside. So like from far away it looks fine, but if you zoom in,
yeah,
it will look odd. And that's what
you don't need to tell me. I fucking edited every photo I've ever had. I pulled this from Sky News the other day, right? I don't know how the fuck they do this. But anyway, they did it, right? But just bear with me now, and I'm gonna try and make sense of this, right? It says, analysis of the photo's metadata by Sky News' data and forensic unit found that the image had been saved in a photo editing software, Adobe Photoshop, twice on an Apple Mac. The first save was at 9:54 on Friday night. The second was at 9:39 a.m. on Saturday morning. They could also tell that the image was taken at Adelaide Cottage, the family's home in Windsor. It was taken on a Canon 5D Mark V, which retails at $2,929.99. But they also used a Canon 50mm lens, which is priced at $1,629.99. How the fuck do they know that?
That's really scary. But I know that like on your iPhone, like if you click in, you can see like photo details and it'll say like when it was taken and like, you know, where it was, but like,
yeah, but like I know that's because you take it on your own phone, but like the fact that they were able to tell that, I'm sorry, now how was she going missing at all? How was she missing at all if they know that?
You're missing a tinfoil hat right now.
I know. Obviously the photo we think is fake. What do you think, fake or real or what?
I think fake. And especially she's wearing skinny jeans in the photo. If you've just had major abdominal surgery, you're not wearing skinny jeans.
That's a brilliant point, right? So then on Monday, obviously, in response to the whole world going apeshit, like it got to the point where like AP Reuters and like the Press Association told people to take it down because it was essentially fake news.
It got a kill notice.
For the royal family to put out a picture to get a kill notice is, I think, unheard of, to be honest. And also, it just means as well that, like, can you ever actually believe anything that they post now?
No.
So whatever they do tell us, there's always going to be people now who feel like their trust has been broken and just won't believe them.
This has shaken the royal family.
I think that we're actually, now that we're speaking it out loud, it's even worse. March 11th, the next day, Kate issues an apology for sharing the edited image. In a statement released to Kensington Palace again, she wrote, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. Okay, look, grand girl, we all whiten our teeth. You know what I mean? I get it. But like, why are you editing the child's arm for?
It's just, I need her to take a photo holding today's paper.
Yeah, I know.
And then I need her to do a video saying I'm alive.
But then also people are saying, why don't they just release the unedited photo? If they release the unedited photo, it would be fine. Who cares if she doesn't look well? She's obviously been sick. That's fine. Why didn't they release the photo? Because the photo clearly doesn't exist. This is the thing.
Can you imagine if they had to release the original and it was the Marchioness of Cholmondeley and the kids?
Oh my God. The gaggery. And the thing about the Cholmondeley thing is, right, since I would say 3 or 4 days ago, it seems as though there's been a PR run on this woman, right? And what more conspiracy theorists will say is that they're trying to drip feed us information about this woman because it could potentially come out that she's in a relationship with William. And if they get a divorce, she could potentially be the next queen now.
I think I've seen this film before.
I know. That to the playlist. We'll tell me about the playlist in a minute. The thing about it is, it really actually is history repeating itself. If they didn't just come out with it, I don't know how they're going to come out with it now, if it is true. But also, if they do come out with it, I think this is the end of the monarchy. There's no way. There's no way they could do this. There's no way.
I don't think it'll be the end, because this is gossip. And we are nothing but a world, not even a nation, a world run on gossip.
Yeah, we are. We love it, don't we? Fast forward to yesterday, Tuesday, right? There's another picture published of Kate and Will. This time they're leaving Windsor Castle in the car. Have you seen this picture?
Yeah.
It's taken from William's side of the car. You can see him, and then you can see what all I'm going to say is a shadow and a chin.
It's not her.
Like, it could be fucking anyone's chin.
And people are also like, that's a mole. I'm like, it's the back of her head.
It's the back of her head. But then I saw a zoom in of it, right? And it looks, again, like it's edited, because there's edit marks around her head and stuff. And they've lined up with a picture that she had taken on Christmas Day. And it looks like they've removed the hat that she was wearing. But also there's pictures going around where the background that you can see, we'll say on the other side of the car, it's bricks. And the bricks that you see on the other side of the car, they're not the same bricks. And also, there's a chimney that looks really dodgy, like the shadow of a chimney on the car. Oh, you just need to look at this photo and then you'll know what I'm talking about, right? But look, I'm just going to say that this is ridiculous. Now, she left with William. He was going to do some royal duty somewhere. She didn't arrive there with him. He dropped her off on the way. What do you reckon?
Like, dropped her off where?
I was hoping that you and I would be able to come up with some sort of solution or some sort of plausible reason or answer here. But actually, I'm more confused than I was before.
I think there's two options. One, she's dead. And second, she's done a gone girl.
Now, she's gone somewhere looking after herself. Maybe she needed some time. And maybe it is that she just had the surgery and she's taking that time. And like, you know yourself, when you're after major surgery like that, it can take time. And the last thing you need is people taking photos of you. I know we had a laugh and a joke about it. What I do need to say is, whatever is going on, I actually do, from a personal point of view, hope that she is okay. I don't want her to get a divorce unless she wants the divorce. I hope he's not cheating on her. I hope that she's healthy, and I hope that no one sues me.
Imagine if she comes out in like 2 weeks, she's like, hey everyone, like, makes a YouTube video. She's like, I've seen everything and I'm really embarrassed, but I actually did just Photoshop it. I'm really sorry. Imagine if she's like, guys, like, I really tried. She's like, I guess I'll give up the hobby, like.
Guys, I was doing a course and I'm really shit.
Bless her.
Bless her. Before we go, before we finish up, right, we've only gone and created another playlist.
Like, we're going to have a collection of royal playlists.
So we previously created a Princess Diana prinking playlist. That is a mouthful. And now we've created a Kate Gate playlist, which will be updated as the story develops, is all I can say.
That's actually a really good way to keep up to date with the story.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to keep up to date with the story. There's a lot of bops in there. So when you're deep diving this at the weekend with your friends, put on the playlist. Shannon, if we get an update, we'll feed the children.
You're in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Thanks, babe.
Thank you.
I cannot thank you enough for joining us on this whirlwind of a journey. If you have a suggestion as to what me and Shannon should deep dive next, let us know. We'd love to know. We're always looking for something to deep dive because we've nothing else to do. My Instagram handle is podrick_WMC, and you can reach out to Shannon at sadshan. I'm going to share the playlist in the show notes and all over my Instagram. Have a listen, have a bop, and don't forget to leave a sexy little review if you enjoyed this episode. And thanks as ever for listening to the voice note.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.